That makes so much sense. Okay. What do you hold in your hand to sharpen a knife?
To sharpen a knife?
Mm-hmm.
Wet stone.
Mm-hmm. And to sharpen an axe, you would use?
Grindstone.
Okay.
This would be a foot part or hand part type thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big one. And an X frame that you would use to saw a log in half. A sawbuck? Okay.
Well, that's one term.
How about an A-frame used in carpentry?
A-frame used in carpentry.
As I understand it, it would be two A's connected so that you could lay a board flat across the cross.
Sawhorse?
You'd call it a sawhorse?
Well, a sawhorse is a a single piece that is constructed of an A-frame at either end with a horizontal piece, but it's all normally put together. At least those that they use around here are usually nailed together all the way around.
Uh-huh.
There are some that they could take apart, but the sawhorse is,
okay.
I imagine, what you're hunting
for. Yeah, that works. The buildings that surround a farm, the little buildings, are called?
All sorts of little buildings around the farm.
Collectively, what are they called?
Outbuildings, I presume.
Yeah, sure. And usually in El Paso, in the neighborhoods and the suburbs, houses are, like properties, are divided from one another physically by what?
A very fence.
It's a special kind of fence. Other places don't have so much of it, right? Because
I'm not sure what you're hunting for. They have stone walls, so mm-hmm. maybe that's the term.
Yeah, that works.
Or rock walls, or brick walls.
Is there a difference between a stone wall and a rock wall?
You know, there's some differential, and it all depends where you are. Some of it has to do with a cut stone made into pieces, and the other is random ashlar, where you just take these big rocks and try to stack them in so they fit.
Yeah.
And random ashlar normally is a really a cut stone where there is no particular pattern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where the rest of it is rubble, or it could be called field stone, which is used for walls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of a gee whiz?
Gee whiz? Not as a thing.
Okay. How about a buck scraper?
A buck scraper? It may be the same thing as they used to call a Fresno,
mm-hmm.
which was pulled, had a scoop on it with a handle, and you'd get up a certain place, you throw the handle up, and it dumped the load.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's called a Fresno around here.
Mm-hmm. Right. And now, there's a piece of farming equipment that pulverizes and smooths the soil. What would you call that?
Well, you use a plow to plow it up, and a harrier, I guess, to smooth it down.
A harrier?
Well, something with prongs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not the right term.
No, it probably is. Yeah, I just am unfamiliar with that term, harrier. Okay. On a ranch, what do they use to brand the cattle?
How about a branding iron?
That works.
That was a trick question.
Yeah. A sheep rancher uses what to get the wool off his sheep?
Well, they shears normally.
Mm-hmm. And you pound a nail in with a?
I would use a hammer. Mm-hmm. Some people use the back of an axe, but... hammer is a normal thing.